This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's mid-November, and I feel like we need to just discuss the fact that I think
Please.
We're going to be talking about 9-10 openings, and it's only
10?
November. It
I just
only
went
gets
through the
worse.
List. I can only find 8.
Well, that's what's fun about this exercise. Okay, so look at it this way. There's a bunch of the obvious ones that we've been talking about since pretty much last year. But then there's always an outlier team. Always. No matter,
I know
no matter
my
what
outlier
you say,
team.
No matter what you think, there's always that team that you're like, oh my God. Then maybe you have possible people stepping away, right? You have to consider those. Is that on the table for any coaches that don't want to do it anymore? You have a lot of these little scenarios that you have to think about. I think this is going to be a really big season in terms of the coaching cycle.
Diana Rossini and Chase Daniel on the Scoop City podcast. Like, if you're saying, I think Diana pointed this out within that clip. If you're saying 9 or 10 head coaching openings are likely in the first week of November, all right, sorry, I guess this is now the second week of November. You can probably guess another one or two openings would pop up. And if you get to 11 openings, that is a third of the NFL, which is wild considering 7 teams had new head coaches last year. That would be two-thirds of the NFL changing over head coaches within 3 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, it happens a lot. That's like, you know what I mean? That's why I try to always tell people about Stefanski this last offseason. It was like, you don't get 5 years with one playoff win because owners are just too temperamental. GMs know that their jobs are on the line based off the head coach's perception as well. And let's be honest, the head coaches get bus tossed in this whole equation. Like they are. If you're not winning, and even when you're winning, you just get bus tossed as quick as can be.
Well, and let's be honest, like this is also why the NFL might want to at some point figure out the whole quarterback issue, right? Like, granted, I can't remember who said it, but one of the fantasy football nerds sent out that they think people have that people think quarterback sucks in the NFL because
their fantasy teams aren't doing
yes,
well.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
And I for a second I was like, yeah, that's probably right. And I'm like, no, I've watched quarterbacking in the NFL this year. It doesn't look great.
It's just bad. Yeah.
Like, and so I just now, in fairness, there is the conversation. Our team's running through quarterbacks too quickly. It used to be, we're going to give you 4 seasons because we've got an $80 million guarantee because we drafted you number 1 overall, so you're going to get 4 seasons no matter what. Now it is, well, we've got to make a decision on you as early as possible so we don't pick up that 5th-year option and so that we can try and get somebody in here. But the quarterback carousel is probably the biggest driver of firing head coaches than anything, even if you've got a guy you like in Chicago, mm-hmm. where it's, oh, you're screwing this guy up. Who knows if that's true or not?
Right. Caleb Williams could just, some of the rumors we had at USC could just be entirely true.
Just be not all there.
Just not good.
Yeah.
It's fine. It does happen, but that's part of it though. Think about how hard this is as a coach. You get blamed for not having the ones that are supposed to be sure things. And then the ones that aren't sure things, you're like, well, hey, look at all the quarterbacks that end up becoming good. You're supposed to make them good. Like, I have the same expectations for if the Browns were to draft a quarterback this year. We've talked about how bad the class is ad nauseum. But, like, if they took a quarterback, I'd be like, oh, Stefanski. Like, there's no excuses. You have to get this guy to be great. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to win a lot of games. Like, this is what you're supposed to be good at. And if he wasn't able to, then yeah, I'd be shopping around for a head coach. But this happens everywhere across the NFL.
So given that Diana threw out 9 to 10 openings, I had Matt compile a list of coaches that are seen somewhere on the hot seat.
Okay.
Right? All the way from, in the case of the Jets in New Orleans, their coaches have already been fired. So that's two openings already. But there's probably another 10 coaches that I think are in the conversation.
Okay.
And we're going to do a watcher warning here. And now if Jax Gregory's listening, I'd sit this one out because you're not going to know the difference. A watch means the conditions are right for that coach to be fired, but a decision probably hasn't been made yet.
Okay.
A warning is something is imminent. It's just a matter of time before they get murked.
So got it.
I wanted to start with Matt Eberflus in Chicago. Warning or watch?
Watch.
Yeah. Whoa, really?
Wait, do I have the game right? Sorry. Warning. Sorry. Hold on. The watch warning thing was not for me. Now I'm
Wait,
like Jax.
Wait, are you also like Jax?
Yeah, I think I might be like Jax. I don't think the watch warning thing
watches,
is for me.
Watches, they're safer right now.
Yeah, I know. Warning I just confused is into my head there. I was like, I went back and forth. I'm like, wait, so the watch, the hold on. One more time for me.
Watch means it's safer.
Watch means it's safer.
Yeah.
Warning means
it's imminent.
It's imminent. It's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It's just a matter of time.
We have a warning for Eberflus.
We agree.
It's a warning.
Which is wild because his record isn't that bad, and the NFC is just like the AFC. It's pretty wide open. Yeah, they're not going to make it. That's not going to happen. Dave Canales in Carolina.
That's a watch.
Yeah, I agree, too. I think he would really have to. I mean, I think this thing would have to go way in the tank. Mostly because Tepper at that point would be paying three coaches at once, and that is beyond Jimmy Haslaming because that's also three different coaching staffs. Todd Bowles in Tampa Bay.
Watch.
I'm on a warning with that one.
Really?
It's 4-6. 4-6. We can kind of
But they look good, though.
Yeah.
In going 4-6 and losing Godwin and Evans, they still look good. I think taking the Chiefs to overtime a couple weeks ago really helped out that case in a lot of ways. I think he's fine.
I would be at this point I'd be surprised if he's back, but that's all right. Zach Taylor in Cincinnati.
Still watch.
Agreed.
Would not be surprised if it turns into a warning in a couple weeks though.
And what's okay, but I actually think they're going to do fine. I think they're going to make the playoffs. That's a tough ask right now, but I think they've got a chance to make a playoff push. Shane Steichen in Indy.
Still a watch.
Yep, would agree. I'd actually be surprised if he got fired.
Yeah.
I think that's people thinking Ballard's going to get fired, and if Ballard gets fired, maybe they want a new head coach.
I think Shane Steichen can do this. I think, but again, he might fall victim to what we were just talking about. We took Anthony Richardson, and because every quarterback you take in the first round has to be great, why isn't this guy great instantly? But I think he's going to have more time.
Mike McCarthy in Dallas.
Oh, that's a warning.
I think that's a watch.
No, he's good as gone.
I mean, Jerry Jones not gutted this team entirely, but they put a lot of players that have been really good for them for a while and then didn't replace them, and then Dak got hurt. I actually think Dak getting hurt might play in favor of keeping. The guy did win 36 games the previous 3 years.
You know I'm a confident human when it comes to these takes and when it comes to these opinions and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I am more confident that Mike McCarthy will be fired than anything else you can throw at me in the next 5 months.
I like that.
Like if you wanted to go ahead and like I would put any bet up there, put any sort of whatever you think would be appropriate up. He's gone. He is gone.
So we are playing watch and warning with potential hot seat candidates around the NFL.
That would be a double warning, friend.
A double warning. I don't think you can have double warning.
Can we juice up the warnings? I feel like those kids that do the boom, the Costco or Sam's Club kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boom, and they just go boom, boom, boom. How many booms is that? That's me with the warnings. I'm just going to scream out warnings.
Those are the future leaders of America. Doug Peterson
and
Jackson.
They're very funny, but I never remember their names.
There's AJ, Big AJ.
Oh, you
Lil
know him.
C.
You know, isn't one of them the Rizzler?
The Rizzler.
Yeah, the Rizzler.
Mikey D. I think I might be getting into Beastie Boy guys.
It cracks me up.
Doug Peterson in Jacksonville.
Lost kid of Jersey Shore. Yeah, it's a warning.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's gone. He almost got fired within that London game.
And
I didn't think he was going to make it out of the half.
That is, just don't go to London if you're a Jags coach. Antonio Pierce in Vegas.
Yeah, that's a warning as well.
Yep. I think this is proving maybe he shouldn't have been hired in the first place. Brian Daboll in New York.
That's a warning as well.
That's a watch for me.
I like Daboll a ton. I think it'll end up being a mistake on their part, but I don't know that he makes it.
I think he should actually be able to, like, it's 3 years that he put up with Daniel Jones. Maybe let the guy try and
find
his own quarterback.
Definitely not a double warning on me on that one, though.
That's good. Nick Sirianni.
Watch.
Okay, good, good. I think most people would say warning because he's a bit of a dodo.
He climbed himself out of the basement.
That brings us to Kevin Stefanski.
Well, he's watch right now.
You think so?
Yeah, he's watch right now.
You don't
now.
Think it's been decided?
No, no, no. He's a watch right now.
I think the most magnanimous thing that's happened on today's show is that I also think it's a watch. But I think the conditions are right, and I think something could be imminent depending on how bad the next... You know what? I thought about this real quick. Would they try and fire him and elevate Mike Vrabel in season simply to try and make sure they can keep Mike Vrabel? Because I think they're going to start feeling the heat about Vrabel around the NFL.
I don't think Vrabel wants to take it over in this moment, because then your first impression of Browns fans is, oh, watch us lose a lot of games.
All right, so do you do a fire Stefanski and hire Vrabel? They do this in college sometimes, and be like, Mike is going to watch kind of how everything goes, but we're going to have an interim coach for the rest of the season, but Mike's the coach for the future.
If that's what Vrabel said he wanted, then yeah, I think they would. I think it's, you don't want to have your introduction be that. You want it to be what Atkinson's doing with the Cavs. It's like, welcome to the team. Here's 13 straight wins.
I just didn't realize how many people didn't know the difference between watch and warning. We got the 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.